Shanti. 31st July 2019, Wednesday. Slogan: always wear the armor of yoga and then Maya, the enemy, will not be able to attack you. Always wear the armor of yoga and then the Maya, the enemy, will not be able to attack you. We are at constant war with Maya at every moment. Maya is ready to attack us. Every moment, in every circumstance, at each and every place, there is a fear of Maya, because the vices are very powerful and they often catch you unawares when you are not ready. So that's why Baba wants us to wear this armor of yoga and this yoga kavach has got certain specialities, about 10 specialities. This yoga kavach is invisible. This is invisible. You can't see that. The armor which is available in the world, that's visible. And when it is visible, the enemy becomes all the more alert. Because enemy knows that you are wearing some armor, some protective shield, some device. But here, the good thing is that this is invisible. It cannot be seen. It is not conspicuous. Even Maya cannot see it. This is invisible. This kavach, this armor is invisible. So that's the beauty of this armor, that this remains invisible. It is not visible even by the persons who are around you, but they can definitely feel it. So the first thing about this kavach, this armor, this shield, this protective device, this personal protective equipment, in medical term it is known as PPE, personal protective equipments, it is invisible. Second thing is, it is impenetrable. Nothing can penetrate. No weapon can penetrate this. This is impenetrable. Abhedya. This kavach is impenetrable. You can go in the battlefield with it and nobody will be able to defeat you, because nobody can penetrate. The third thing is, it is inseparable. It is not that you wear it and then you put it off. It remains with you all the time. It remains with you all the time. It's like the armor of Karna. He was born with that armor and those earrings. So even this kavach, this is inseparable from you. It's not that you are wearing it now and you take it off. It remains all the time. Invincible. You are unconquerable. Nobody can defeat you if you wear this. You remain victorious, unconquerable or invincible. So this kavach is very nice, where you wear it and nobody can see it. where you remain impenetrable. People move around with all the weapons, and when they throw at you, nothing enters. And then it is inseparable from your being. You are, it's a very part of your being. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, use yoga as much as possible for doing every task. Use yoga for each and every task that you do. So this kavach is invincible, unconquerable. You become unconquerable. Nobody can defeat you with this. Then this kavach is very light. It's very light. That kavach is very heavy. You have to bear the... If you want it to be very strong, then it has to be heavy weighted. That Rana Pratap, what was the weight of his kavach? Or his sword, 40 kg. His sword was 40 kg. And his all armor and everything, I think something like that. So, this is very light-witted. Then, this is very powerful. Very, very powerful. This is a very powerful. Unbreakable. Nothing can break. As I said, impenetrable. Even if it falls down, it will not break. You know, sometimes in the shop, they will show suitcase and the person, the salesman will stand on it to show that how strong it is. So it is unbreakable. And it is durable. It will last for a very long time. And then it covers your whole being. It's not that it's only this much. Because if it is covering only the trunk, enemy can attack on your hand. So this armor of yoga, this is covering your whole being. And what could be the last? One more. It is cheap or costly? It is available for all. It's not that only few can wear it. It's available to all. And now regarding the cost, that's a different thing. This is very costly. Not everybody can get it. And this is very cheap also, that everybody can get it. It doesn't take much time to wear. So, it is user friendly. It is user friendly. It is known as user friendly. It's very economical. You can say economical, but as I said, it is very costly also. Company. There's only one company that produces it. God's company. Anytime, anywhere. So this is the armor of yoga. So Baba wants us to become yogis. And yogi means who is wearing this armor all the time. Because, as I said, we are at war with Maya. We are the warriors. We are the spiritual warriors. And spiritual warriors should be equipped with all the necessary gadgets, with all the protective devices, with all the weapons. So armor of yoga. So Baba is saying always wear this armor of yoga. And then Maya, the enemy, will not be able to attack you. So Maya is very strong, very powerful. One must know that. You should never consider your enemy to be weak. That's why this yoga kavach is needed. You can, one more thing you can add is, you can have it all the time. Even while sleeping, you don't have to take it off. As I said, it occupies all the being, so you don't have to take it off at the time of sleeping. It remains with you. It's an inseparable, that will come in inseparable. It's an inseparable part of you. So, do I have this armor of yoga? If not, it's a high time now to put on this armor of yoga. And where do you get it? That's okay. What time you get it? How do you get it? Where do you get it? What you have to do for getting it? You have to pay some price. What is the price you have to pay? How to acquire this power of yoga? How to become, how to increase the yoga power, or how to acquire this kavach, this armor? How to acquire this yoga power? First of all, know the importance. Increase awareness. Search your motivation. A lot of awareness is needed, because most of us have got unaware. Somewhere have slipped into the stage of forgetfulness. So bringing back the awareness that I need yoga power. It is not only the Gyan power. It is the yoga power that will ultimately help you. So it's the power of yoga. So bringing that awareness that my yoga power is very less, and I need to increase it. Because if you are getting defeated again and again, probably you are not wearing this shield. If Maya is attacking you at some weak moments of life, or at some, during some weak stages of the mind, probably the yoga power is less. So bringing, increasing the awareness, the mindfulness, this is very important. And search some motivation, because for anything new you need motivation. And as I said, you need constant practice. It's not that only once you do it and it has, it is done. Yoga power means it's not, it's bit by bit, very slowly, inch by inch, you progress, you progress in yoga. Very, very slowly. Probably if you see your own yoga chart of yogic life, you will find that this is the point we became Brahmin. And from that point of time till now, how this chart had been? Is it always rising? Or there are ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs? Sometimes very high, sometimes very low. So many ups and downs. So what to do? If you want to increase the yoga power, there need a lot of patience is needed. Lot of patience. Unconditional patience is needed. Because there would come so many times falls. It doesn't mean that if you fall once, you will stop trying. Try again. Because this is not a certain thing. Because Baba said everyone will have fall. Sometimes very good yoga, sometimes no yoga. Sometimes powerful, sometimes ordinary. Sometimes mixed, accompanied with waste. Sometimes very, very strong. So there are so many different stages of yoga. If you see yourself, forget the whole life. Take for example today morning's yoga. How was my Amritvela? Was I totally detached from the body? How was it? So, yoga power. So in order to acquire that kavach, that armor of yoga, one needs a lot of patience and practice, eternal practice, constant, incessant practice. Without practice, there's no success. And the practice is not just only in the morning or in the evening or at night, throughout the day. We should be practicing spiritual drills throughout the day, not just once, twice, thrice, four times. Eternal practice is needed for this yoga. So, the ways to acquire yoga power is practice, patience, awareness, motivation, planning. A good planning is needed. As I said yesterday or day before, for achieving success in anything, you need 5 things. What are they? For achieving any success, for example, if you want to achieve success in life, somebody wants to become clear any exam, or pass some exam, or become some officer, IAS officer, or anything, or become a good musician, or singer, or engineer, or doctor, or anything, or one wants to progress in spiritual life, one needs 5 things. Determination, very strong determination is needed. Hard work. Self-confidence. Clear goals. Work planning. For any success, you need 5 things. Very strong determination that I want to do it. No matter what else, expect obstacles and start small. So very strong determination is needed. So if you want to acquire yoga power, you need a very strong determination and hard work. Great work is needed. One must be working hard day and night towards achieving success. You know, those singers or those musicians, how hard they work. They keep on practicing their instrument or their musical organ all the time. Eternal practice, patience is needed for mastering anything. And then self-confidence, yes, I can do it. Nobody can stop me from doing it. Even if the whole world is against me, I will not bow down. I will not accept defeat. So that invincible spirit is needed. That indomitable spirit is needed. And then your goal should be very clear. What exactly I want to achieve? Yoga power means what? Yoga power means you do not yield to temptations again and again. Yoga power means you don't get tempted by anything. Yoga power means you don't get influenced by anybody. Yoga power means you remain stable, very stable in the most difficult situations of life, the toughest situations of life, and yet one remains immovable, unshakable, unflinching, undisturbed, unperturbed. And what is needed is a plan. If I want to acquire yoga, there should be planning. Without planning, nothing is going to work. So you need a definite plan. Definite plan means you have, in the lifestyle of Brahmin, there are 8 things. Amrit Vela. Plan Amrit Vela. How it should be. Then Murli. How should I listen to it? What should I do with it? How should be my listening? How should be my journey? How should be my reading? How should be my discussing? That's the second. Then food. What was my stage during food? While eating? Did I eat in remembrance, or it was just I fell slave to my tongue, to the senses. So food, then traffic, control. That is the fourth thing of Brahmin life. So you, when you are planning yoga, you want to increase your yoga everywhere. Amrit Vela, during Murli. Murli also should become a sort of yoga. Food, traffic control, then karma yoga. That should not just remain karma, but that should be coupled with yoga. That should be united with yoga. So otherwise it remains only social service, or it remains only laukik job. But every laukik should convert into alaukik. So, and then relationships. Throughout the day, there should be planning for relationships. Then, evening yoga. Namasham, Baba says. How to make it powerful. And then, Murli discussion. Or Gyan discussion at night. And then, chart. And then sleep. So these are the things of Brahmin life. Even no need to work at each and every point. If one wants to. This is a planning. There should be practical planning for sleeping, for chart, for evening discussion. And everyone must discuss Gyan every day. If you are not discussing Gyan, many things will remain unclear. Because every day is Murli is so mysterious and full of secrets that many times if you keep on reading yourself, you don't understand it. You need another viewpoint. Probably somebody will come up with some new point and you will become more clear on that. So all these things are, this is the lifestyle of Brahmin lifestyle. So try to introduce yoga at each and every step. Try to increase the chart of yoga at all these points, and then one becomes yogi. So wear the armor of yoga, and then the maya, the enemy, will not be able to attack you. So this armor has got many specialties. Like, first, this armor is invisible. This armor is inseparable. This armor is impenetrable. This armor is invincible. This armor is light. This armor is powerful. This armor is durable. This armor is unbreakable. This armor is available all the time. This armor available to all. This armor covers your whole being, whole body, whole mind, whole soul. Then this armor is, what else? User friendly. I will not say it is cheap. You have to pay a lot of price. This is the price. At every step to remain yogi, to be combined with Baba, it's not a joke. It's a great price. The higher the goal, Mahatma Gandhi has said in his autobiography, the greater the goal, the higher the goal, the greater the price should be. He said truth is a very costly thing. It's very high. So you have to pay the highest price for achieving this. So yoga is not cheap. So you have to pay the highest price. So today, put on this armor, yoga kavach, and move around. Because this is the kingdom of Ravan. It is fireproof. It is waterproof. Impenetrable. Everything will come in that. It is unshockproof. Every weapon proof. Impenetrable means nothing can. It is unaffected. It is not affected by anything. So such a divine weapon, such a divine armor, such a spiritual armor, we should have with us all the time. Om Shanti.